Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Dr. Michael Thomas, Superintendent of School District 11. Dr. Thomas, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone.
It's good to have you here again. Lots to talk about today. First of all, why don't we get a look at what's going on with the Academic Master Plan. Can you talk about the formation of that plan and a little bit about what it is and how it's going to drive the district forward, most importantly, make the district more competitive?
Right. Yeah. As I shared last month, as a next step to our strategic plan, we've been heavily engaging our community around what they would like to see in terms of academic programming throughout the district. And it's important for us to listen to the voices of our parents, our community members, our business owners, our internal stakeholders, such as our teachers, principals, ESPs. So we're really trying to, get across perspective to really shape what we will offer in the years to come. And as I've stated before, we'll have a solid core pre-K through 12 program offering for every student and every family in every school. But what we're learning through our engagement thus far is that many of our families are very interested in specialty programming and specialty pathways. Some of that could include our STEAM pathways, our science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. As we've spoken before, a huge expansion with our CTE offerings and really allowing pathways for our students to become workforce ready straight from high school. Could be performing arts. There's an array of themes that are emerging with our families, but clearly what we're hearing is they are wanting some specialty programming to meet the unique learning needs of their students.
Absolutely, and those are the things that drive the district forward in part through being more competitive.
I would say so, yes. What we're living in an era of strong parental choice. We're a choice state, so literally parents can choose wherever they want to go. And not unlike, our business industry, our parents are making demands for a product or a high quality education for their students to receive. And we need to listen to, our community to understand exactly what is driving parent choice and how can we accommodate, the specialty type of interest of academic programs and pathways that they might have. I want to be clear that our academic master plan obviously will not have an infinite amount of offerings. We have restraints and, budget and transportation and space in schools, et cetera. But within reason, we want to understand what exactly it is our students and our staff or our students and our families are demanding and how we can meet that demand.
And Dr. Thomas, if you'll indulge me, may we sidebar on the transportation piece? Because as we're understanding here on Afternoon News and at KRDO, there are driver shortages both in the commercial and educational spaces. District 20, for example, has put out a call for bus drivers. Is D11 experiencing anything like that?
We have a majority of our positions filled. We certainly have sporadic shortages, and when we have drivers calling in, with family emergencies or illnesses and that type of a thing, we do have to triage with some of our other drivers and or office staff to cover some routes. But, I wouldn't say that we are in the situation that we were in last year. And I can't speak for anything with, D20 or any other district. But what we do know is that as the economy continues to grow, the demand for high quality workforce continues to grow. And we know that we need to be competitive in an effort to ensure that we are attracting and retaining high-quality drivers to get our kids to and from school.
Dr. Thomas, as I understand it, a key component of the Academic Master Plan is the district facilities and those plans. And so this is all meant to fit together. So how does the Master Plan, the Academic Master Plan, fit with district facilities plans?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, we really want to ensure that academics is driving what we do in District 11. I mean, that's our primary purpose, is to provide high-quality education services and supports for our students and our families. And what we will understand is that to accommodate perhaps new specialty pathway programs, we may have to do some modifications of our current facilities. And as an aside, you know, we're the oldest district in Colorado Springs, and some of our buildings are, you know, upwards of almost 100 years old, and they're showing that. And it's very important to us in D11 to ensure that we have safe structures, you know, our schools, for our students to attend each day. And we know that with a multi-year academic plan, we will need a multi-year facilities improvement plan so that we can show our community where their individual school may be in the queue for various improvements, upgrades, rebuilds, et cetera. Again, similar to what we're doing with our academic master plan, we have a citizen and staff facilities improvement committee that we've assembled, and that committee will also be looking at the infrastructures within District 11 and assess kind of simultaneously with our academic engagement what types of improvements would we need to make and what would be wise improvements to make. We might find a facility that we say we want to put a certain program in, and at that facility it might cost us $1 million of renovation to offer that. But another facility, it might cost us about $500,000 to offer a certain program. So those cost-benefit analyses are what we'll have to engage our public on to say, if we choose the building for $1 million of improvement, we might not be able to get the type of program we're looking for versus maybe one that would only cost us $500,000 to remodel, and we could take that additional $500,000 and put it towards programming or other types of supports. So we want to make sure that we're very good stewards of public resources in District 11, and that we have input from our community when we're making these key financial and academic decisions.
Absolutely. And the website is the best place we can go to get all the details on master plans. Yes. And things like that.
Absolutely. www.d11.org, and then you'll see links for the academic master plan. And I just, you know, if I may just real quickly remind our families, this Thursday and Friday we have parent-teacher conferences. Very important for our parents to show up and understand what is happening with their students within our schools. Having that partnership with our families, with our teachers, is critically important. So I just want to remind our families that this Thursday and Friday we don't have school, but we're open for parent-teacher conferences.
All right. Dr. Michael Thomas, thank you for offering that reminder to parents, of course. And we thank you for the time you spend with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. We'll have you back in a month. And I've got an idea that we might be talking about your equity policy, because a lot of work has been going on with that as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Dr. Michael Thomas, Superintendent for School District 11.